Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. Time is running out for the 9 Canadians taking part in the 59th annual Wrangler NFR. With 7 performances in the books, there have certainly been some bright spots, but overall, chances of a world title returning to Canada this year are looking pretty slim, with only 3 go-rounds of action to get back into the thick of things. Bareback rider Jake Bold has been a regular at the cashier's wicket this week, having won $83,545 in go-round money. He's also first in the NFR aggregate race with 598 points on 7 horses ridden. Wednesday night, the 3-time Canadian champion took a share of 4th place money for his 83.5 point ride on the Ritz, a horse that he knows very well from the Wayne Vold Rodeo Company at DeWinton, Alberta. First place last night went to Tanner Oz, the Minnesota Cowboy, scoring a whopping 87 point ride aboard the Three Hills Rodeo Company's Junior Bonner. Manitoba's Oren Larson turned in a disappointing 66.5 on a re-ride horse. A frustrating night for the Canadian Saddle Bronc riders Zeke Thurston and Clay Elliott. Thurston from Big Valley, Alberta, scored a challenging 75.5 points, while Natton, Alberta's Elliott failed to make the 8-second whistle. A little better fate for Leighton Green from Meeting Creek, Alberta. The former Dawson Creek BC champion covered Corco Rodeo's Meat Cracker for a very respectable 83-point ride that gave him a share of 4th-place money of $11,000 on Wednesday night. Go-round number 7 went to Oklahoma's Hardy Braden with his big 88-point ride aboard Hilo Rodeo's Garden City Gal. 8 qualified rides in that rugged bull riding section last night, with Utah Cowboy Joe Frost topping the field of competitors. He had an 87-point ride. Okotoks, Alberta bull rider Jordan Hansen, not far off the pace. He had an 83 on Sudden Debt from the Silver Creek Rodeo String. That gave Hansen a share of 4th-place money of $8,885. At the timed event's end of the arena, Canadian steer wrestler Scott Guthner from Provost, Alberta, just missed the pay window with a good-looking 4.8-second run. Cochrane, Alberta's Tanner Milan had the misfortune of missing his steer and, as a result, dropped out of the top 10 in the average standings with just 3 nights to try and make up some bulldogging time. Quickest steer wrestler Wednesday night was Dakota Elridge out of Elko, Nevada, with his sizzling run of a 3-3. Another outing with no money for the team roper Jeremy Bueller from Arrowwood, Alberta, and his heading partner this year, Tom Richards from Arizona. No Canadians in either the ladies' barrel racing action or the calf roping events. Randall Carlisle from Louisiana, the quickest in the roping event with a 7.5-second run, while Taylor Murray out of Fort Worth, Texas, takes home top money in the barrel racing for a great run of a 13-4 around the cloverleaf pattern. Round 8 goes tonight at 8 o'clock Mountain Time here at the Thomas & Mack Arena in Las Vegas. From the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Arnie Jackson.